Are you tired of slow data stopping you from getting your important messages out to the world? Sounds like you need mortgage.
I was just on Facebook owning some idiot about climate change, but now I can't make my next great point because my data's goofing on me.
I was about to send a homophobic Snapchat, but my data is funking out, so now I guess I'm just gonna have to try again in a couple of minutes.
I was just trolling some slightly overweight actress, but my data's bugging, so now I'm gonna have to wait till later to bully her off Instagram.
I was just about to change someone's long-held views on gun control in less than 280 characters, but my wacky data plan is practically enabling the next mass shooting to happen. Oh,
you feel like a desperate loser because of your data limits.
Got any spare gigs? I'll suck you out for some gigs. I'll give you a handjob for some megs.
Daddy?
Just ignore him, sweetie. Keep walking.
Don't be a chump with your dumb data plan. Just get more gigs, man. What are you waiting for? Just get more gigs. Visit dataman.com today.
Data man, he's the only man with the data plan, he's the data man.
I'm so sorry about that. Data man, he's the only man with a data plan, dataman.com.
It's a weekly feature, it's a really great time. We'll have a fun time, we'll have a nice time. It's a weekly feature, so what do you know?
My name's Chris.
And your name's Joe. No, it's not, sorry. What? Sorry,
welcome!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Weekly Feature. Hope you're all doing okay. Chris, what have you been up to this week? Anything good?
No, not much really, mate. Just hanging out with friends, you know, lots of celebrities, lots of famous people.
Oh, really? Like who?
Oh, well, I suppose I wouldn't want to say, really.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. Come on, spill the beans.
No,
who?
No, I really don't like to name drop. In fact, that's one of my best qualities, actually. And do you know who says that about me? Harrison Ford.
Out and About, brought to you by Mr. Fluffy's Comfy Mattresses. Stay in bed.
They say that LA is the city of the stars, and loads of people flock here every single year, hoping to catch a glimpse of one of those stars. Maybe Julia Roberts tucking into a meatball footlong on La Brea, or Brad Pitt berating a young checkout girl at Whole Foods because they're out of quinoa. However, for most people, the only stars they see are the stars on the sidewalk at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and most of those stars are now soiled with the human excrement of bitter crack addicts. So I'm heading to a place where you're guaranteed to see stars, the Griffith Park Observatory, where they have a telescope through which you can literally see stars. And by that, I mean actual stars in the sky through the telescope that they have there, where you can see stars through. So here we are outside the observatory, and the first thing I notice is there's a statue here, right outside the observatory, a statue of what appears to be 70s prog rock outfit King Crimson. Not really sure why or what they've got to do with anything, but... Okay. Oh, sorry, someone's just told me it's not, in fact, King Crimson, but a statue of six famous astronomers, which I can actually see now. There's Lance Armstrong, and that one must be Buzz Lightyear. Over there is what they call a bust of James Dean, which I think is just a fancy word for saying that they couldn't be bothered to finish a whole statue. So here we are inside the observatory, and it's great. It's cool. They've got all these little kind of questions and sort of little quizzes dotted about for you to have a go at, test your knowledge. They're pretty pretty easy. I'm doing pretty well, I reckon. This one here, for example, says it takes 8 minutes for the sun's light to reach the Earth, which is obviously bollocks, because I just went outside and timed it, and it was less than a second. Another one here. The stars we see in the night sky are actually burning 8 years ago. Well, I saw some last night, so obviously also false. Best planet, probably Earth, because of like it's got like theme parks and football and stuff. Worst planet, Mercury, because it's poisoning all the fish, and also queen of shit. This is cool. Someone just told me this is something they have here called the Tesla coil, which was obviously invented by Elon Musk. And what it does is it sort of they put it on every now and then, sort of every 15 minutes, and it shoots out this kind of joke lightning, like a pretend lightning to scare everybody for a laugh. And I think you can also hire it for birthday parties and stuff like that. I'm walking around and there is literally nothing about Star Trek, which I find odd, as it's probably the best documentary about space, and also nothing about aliens or anything like that. I mean, not even anything about that famous little bloke who crashed at Roswell. Remember him? He was good. What is ET short for? Wrong? Nope, because he's got little legs.
Potholes! One day you're driving along, bringing little Timmy home from soccer practice, and then, out of nowhere...
So how was soccer practice, Timmy? Did you have fun? Oh, good. Oh, and the puck is out! Oh! No! Oh! No! No! Oh! Oh! No, for the love of God! Jesus! Timmy, wake up. Wake up now. Oh, my son. My only son, no.
Soccer practice was great, but sorry, Dad. Looks like there's going to be no participation trophy for little Timmy this year. Not with his severed head bouncing across 6 lanes of traffic. And all because of those darn potholes. That's right. Those irritating obstacles peppered across our many roads, streets, avenues, highways, and boulevards. So, what is a pothole? Well, I interviewed local road expert and cement guru Samuel Chambers, who you may know from Slab TV's hit reality show, The Concrete Whisperer.
So then, Samuel, how does a pothole start its life?
Well, Chris, every pothole starts its life as a crack in the road.
And how does that become a pothole?
Well, it just widens.
Okay. Into what?
A pothole.
Oh, fascinating. Back to the studio.
Now, we've already had a few emails and tweets about some of your asphalt nightmares and some of the potholes on your local roads.
But we have far too many to read out right now, so over the next few weeks, us here at the Weekly Feature, we'll be getting to the root of this problem and are contacting the LA City Council about the upcoming pothole ordinance restoration notice to try and put this problem behind our city once and for all.
That's right. So if you want your voice to be heard on this, you can tweet us with your pothole and remember to hashtag pothole ordinance restoration notice, or simply hashtag porn.
Or if it's on a school bus route, hashtag child porn.
We really look forward to reading those tweets.
And do remember to send in pictures. I read the news today.
Whoa, boy. We can't afford that.
A day in the life.
This week we follow preacher and missionary Pastor Philip Buttersworth. Our story begins in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Children of Christ, my congregation, my fellow believers, I can feel your warmth as his light shines through you.
Yeah, it's easy being a pastor in the South. You know, most folks down here, they're already believers. The challenge is converting. showing new people the light, getting through to the sinners, you know? And that's what I've always felt my true mission from God was. The internet is home to most of these sinners. It has taken over the hearts and minds of our youth. Instagram. Facebook. WhatsApp. And TikTok. I know, children, I know. But the greatest abundance of these sinners can be found on Pornhub, RedTube, and XNXX.com. Yeah, pornography is the greatest corrupter of them all. Millions of viewers of these, abominations to procreation await Savior. I was actually visited by the Holy Spirit last week, and that's when I was told that the best way to reach these lost souls was to leave for Los Angeles immediately and simply perform in as many of these adult movies as possible. Before I leave, I'd like to thank you all, my faithful congregation, and my loving wife, Rebecca, who supports and understands my decision to become a hardcore pornography actor. Ain't that right, Rebecca?
Yes.
Los Angeles, here I come!
3 weeks and 500 films later, Pastor Philip has become quite the hit. Since switching the pulpit for the porn scene and changing his name to Pastor Phallus, he is now a missionary, famous for doing everything except the missionary position.
Yeah, well, the important thing is still spreading the word of God. And if I gotta spread some of my seed all over a load of tits to accomplish that, then that's just God's will.
Pastor Phallus has been an overnight sensation and has already been recognized for his work. Just last week, he won 3 Christian Grabby Awards for his performances in pornographic biblical retellings such as The Sermon on the Mount, Bitches of Nazareth, and the critically acclaimed Noah's Arse.
Here comes the flood!
And you've been commended by your co-stars and directors for your incredible ability to be able to sustain an erection for hours on end and to be able to ejaculate on command. How do you do that?
I just think of Christ.
And now it's time for Budget Bites with our resident Prince of Fop, Tarquin.
Hi there, chums. Tarquin here, your resident student foodie here at the University of Southern California. Now, we all know how bloody rotten it can be when Daddy cuts off the trust fund, and all because you've been spending your dosh on sunglasses and cocaine. I don't know about you, but I'm not about to go from 3 miche dining to whatever slop homeless people eat. Well, I'm here to show you that just because you can't afford to nosh out on Cordon Bleu, doesn't mean you have to be noshing in on Cordon Bleu. Today we're going to be taking a humble peck of top ramen and giving it a right royal pimping. Now, I know what you're thinking. Noodles? Isn't that what Chinese people eat? But by the time I'm done with it, you're going to swear you're chowing down on a steaming bouillabaisse from the Alain Ducasse. Now the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take our packet of top ramen. I plump for the shrimp flavour. Open it up and see what's inside. You're going to find a sort of anemic looking wavy brick. That's the noodles. And what we're going to do with them, we're just going to throw them right away. Get rid of them straight away. I mean, if you're going to start messing around with that muck, you might as well eat dog. Usually this is where I'd be boiling up a delicious lobster stock. But as we're on a budget, we're going to have to make do with this. It's a bucket of seawater that I took from the ocean down at Laguna Beach. I figure, lobsters swim in the ocean, don't they? Stupid. So now we've got our seawater stock bubbling away. You're going to notice a few sort of foreign objects in there. Maybe a bit of broken glass or a tampon. Don't worry, they'll boil away eventually. You're going to want to add some fresh herbs. But just because you can't afford them, there's no need to worry. A handful of grass and some leaves will do the trick nicely. Just be sure to wash off any bird poo-poo or dog doo-doo. Next up, it's time for the fruit de mer. Obviously, that pricey fresh seafood is out of the question. So here's a great little sub. They're called fish sticks, or fish fingers, and they're literally the fingers of the fish. I got 90 of these little buggers for just £5, and I'm going to go ahead and just throw those in frozen. Hankering for some shellfish? Just throw in a packet of oyster crackers. Okay, we're going to let that simmer down for about 3 hours. Mmm, sandy. Last but not least, I'm just going to garnish the dish with a bit of aluminum foil I've torn up, sprinkled over the top for an extra air of decadence. And there we have it, budget bouillabaisse using little more than a packet of top ramen and a few cheeky hints and tips. But what about the wine pairing, Tarquin, I hear you shout. Well, I've gone for a cheeky little 1874 Latif Rothschild Rabouche Chateau. But anything pre-1900 will work nicely. Bottoms up! Join me next week, chums, when I'll be cooking a delicious filet au mignon using nothing more than cat food and glue. I'll be pairing that with a $4,000 bottle of cognac. Salutations, chums!
Tired of your grandma? Well, from Thursday to Saturday, it's the monthly grandma swap. So come on down to the textiles district, where there are plenty of deals to be had.
Yeah, you went along to that last time, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, I did, actually. I went there, but there was an awful smell, so I left and went home, where I realised I'd shit myself.
Also this weekend, get down to the Big Boys Biker Bar for their bi-monthly build-your-own bolognese breakfast bar with chef Brad Briggs, where you can
customise your basic tomato-based meat sauce.
Let your imagination run wild with a plethora of crazy ingredients such as carrots.
Or cheese.
Before Chef Briggs cooks up your own concoctions before your very eyes and allows you to watch it simmer for up to 3 hours.
And please note that spaghetti will not be provided at this event. It is just the bolognese sauce, just a bolognese event.
Yeah.
So remember, this one is BYOP. That's bring your own pasta. Next up, out and about. And, Joe, you went to the Griffith Park Observatory, didn't you? What was that like?
What do you mean, what was it like? We've already played the first bit.
Oh, did we?
Yes. Were you not listening?
No, I suppose I was probably getting ready for my porn star bit.
You did a porn star bit?
Yes. But anyway, first, the observatory bit, followed by the porn star bit.
I did an observatory bit! So as I mentioned earlier, they do have this big fuck-off telescope here, which you can go up and have a look through. But I've just been up there and the line for it is massive. So they've actually got these other little, smaller telescopes dotted all around the outside of the building. And no one's using them. So, I mean, you can't see into space or anything. But they're actually better because you can have a look into people's gardens and stuff. And there is a lot of private swimming pools around here, so the chances you'll see some tits is quite high. Now, the main attraction here at the observatory is something called the Planetarium, and it's basically like an incredible sort of intergalactic light show. If you can imagine sort of a bit like a Pink Floyd concert, but instead of listening to awesome music, you're listening to some struggling actor going on about space and stuff like that, but the lights are still supposed to be cool. I've got a mate, actually, who did the Planetarium a couple of months ago, and he said it's amazing if you get a little stoned, you know, smoke a little weed beforehand. But I don't usually do the hashish, if I'm honest, but when in Rome, you know. So he's actually given me a little joint, so I'm just going to nip off down there and have a wee tuck of the herb before I go in. So there's a lot of people in here. Really is a lot of people in here. And there wasn't even a sniff of security. When we came in, no one checking bags or anything. I mean, anyone could have brought whatever they wanted in here and you wouldn't know. Why is that guy standing up over there? What's he doing? Oh, God, fucking hell. God, this seat's really uncomfortable.
Oh, I need some water. Has anyone got any? I forgot to bring any water. What's that guy doing over there? Whoa. They just... Why have they turned the lights off? Who turned the lights off? No. Excuse me. Can you turn the lights back on, please? Can you turn the lights back on? I think that guy's got a bomb. Well, that was a bit much. I think I'm gonna go home. Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm just feeling a bit. Yeah. All this stuff about how you know big the universe is and how the sun will eventually swallow the earth. It's just, I guess, I'm just got me feeling a bit small, feeling a bit insignificant. Supposed to be going out for a drink with some friends later, but don't see the point, to be honest. You know, we're all just energy floating through the vapid vastness of space. So yeah, I'm just gonna go home. No, I'm gonna walk down. I'm not getting on that shuttle bus. Oh, fuck that. Griffith Park Observatory. Humbling. Are you right, Chris? What are you up to?
I just read the news today, old boy.
Now that we can probably get away with.
A day in the life again.
Later, Pastor Fallis took me for a ride round LA and told me about some of his successes.
To get noticed in this town, you really gotta be everywhere. You gotta be omnipresent. I can't think of an example right now, but you gotta get noticed and you gotta stay noticed, which is why I pay for that billboard right there.
What, the one up there that says, abortion is murder? Find out more at bangbros.com.
Uh-huh, and that's a picture of me there with my shirt off holding an innocent baby. Imagine if Mary had had an abortion. What a disaster.
Pastor Fallis then took me to a nearby Christian-themed sex shop, and we perused some of the merchandise that he helped to produce.
Here we have the Mary Magdalene blow-up doll. All three holes, three different ways to achieve salvation. And then there's the DVDs. I was either in or produced all of these. You got the 12 Disciples, the Resurrection, the Ascension. You got two types of cock rings. There's the standard one. We just call that one the Halo. And for those of you guys that like a little bit of pain, we've also got the Crown of Thorns cock ring, which I do not recommend. Seriously, though, you cannot wear that one during intercourse. You will end up in jail. Walking on water sports. Ass over. That's part of the Sexodus series. Got the parting at the red knees. Crucifixion cream pie. Here you have the Bethlehem butt plug, which is shaped like a stable. You want to push that all the way in until there's no more room. Very popular with the homosexuals, that one. And all proceeds of butt plug sales do go to repealing gay marriage, which, of course, is a sin. The Naughty Samaritan. The Feeding at the 5,000 Pussies. That one was exhausting a film. The Ten Commandments. Crucifix Vibrators. That's got five different speeds, each speed to represent a different one of Christ's holy wounds. The Betrayal by Judas Iscariot. Two Girls, One Grail. Bukkake Baptism. And the Prodigal Slut. And these here, they may look like ordinary prayer beads, but they're not.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.
Cut. Does she have to blaspheme? Gosh darn it.
After an early career full of highs and a rapid rise to the top of the Christian porn scene, like so many pornographic actors before him, the industry chewed him up and spat him out. Roles started to dry up, and Pastor Phil's career took a dark turn.
Yeah, well, the Christian porn thing hasn't been going as well recently. This city can be real cruel. In order to pay the rent, I've had to do a few things that I'm not that proud of. I had to do a couple of Jewish flicks under the name Rabbi Rimjob. In fact, I'm just taking any old religious gig I can get at the moment. You know, I've done a couple of Muslim muff-diving movies, some Hindu hardcore, a little bit of Buddhist bondage, and I just booked a Sikh circle jerk, actually, which I'm expecting to be one of my lowest points, to be honest. But as long as I got Christ in my heart, I'll continue with my mission.
Anyway, we've received a lot of texts and photos about the pothole issue.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, an overwhelming response, has to be said. But we are going to have to end the show now because the FBI are here. Hi, guys. Yeah, and they're going to want to, yeah, they want to ask us a couple of questions.
Yeah, a bit of a misunderstanding with some of the hashtags, I think, there.
Yeah, and the photos as well were some of those were a bit
harrowing,
exactly. Yeah, and others were very, very
young, very young.
Yeah.
Some things you can't unsee.
No.
Anyway, that's the show.
Sorry, should I still play the theme tune or skip it because of the situation?
I don't know. If you want.
I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it. It might cheer everybody up.
Next week on the weekly feature, Chris speaks to Neil Armstrong.
What was it like to walk on the moon?
One small step for man.
Mm-hmm.
One giant leap for man.